Blog Talk Radio.
We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand and do what I can.
Well, good day. This is John David Miller, and welcome to Really Well Radio. Positive natural wisdom and real wellness for whole natural living. Today we're talking about know your public poisons. What are public poisons? Well, we have a whole website about that. The idea is that for more than a century, the public has been subjected to increasing mass public poisons. Some of these are harming and affecting you and your loved ones continuously. Would you like to know how we are receiving these multiple poisons in small doses, day in and day out? Well, let's give some examples. First of all, the fluoride added to municipal water supplies, the geoengineering aerosol sprayed in the sky, also fluoride in our dental care products, foods, beverages, and medicines, GMOs, chemicals in the food supply from pesticides and fertilizers and food additives, radiation, on and on and on. Many of us are coming to understand that we are being overwhelmed with public poisons in our food, air, water, home, car, and so on. At the same time, self-toxification from poor food choices and then waste accumulation in the intestines worsens the toxic load. How can we protect ourselves and counter the effects of these? Again, public poisons include fluoride in city water, geoengineering sprays sprayed in the sky. If you're not familiar with that, we have a whole section on geoengineering at survivethechanges.com where you can study it in depth. But we've been constantly bombarded with these sprays in the sky for 20 years in most areas, several days a week. You just watch the skies and you see them doing it. And these are different from normal airplane contrails. The planes fly across the sky, leaving a trail of chemical sprays put across the sky that fan out and attract other moisture and generate weather. They can control weather and manipulate weather systems, temperature, and much more in conjunction with electromagnetic frequencies that they bounce off the metals in these sprays. And these sprays include heavy metals and radioactive materials and much more biological materials as well. We have GMOs, the genetically modified organisms. You have the pesticides and herbicides. And, of course, the biggest one, glyphosate, is used in conjunction with the genetically modified crops. And almost everyone in America has excessive levels of glyphosate in our bloodstream. We have food additives, coloring agents, preservatives, flavor enhancers. You have radiation from the Fukushima nuclear power disaster streaming across through the air and water. You also have leaking of radiation from many of the nuclear power plants, some of which are 35, 40 years old or more. You have radiation in the chemtrail sprays from the barium and thorium and radioactive metals that are in those sprays. Then we have fracking, the hydraulic fracking fracturing of the earth for extracting natural gas and cracking the rocks and releasing methane, as well as injecting toxic chemicals in the fracking water, the fracking liquid. Then we have waste fracking liquids coming out of the fracking process that need to have their own injection wells, and so they're just purely injecting these toxic wastes into the ground. These affect groundwater and seep into the croplands and so on. Then you have a dumping of toxic waste into the ground in general. It's been going on for years. You see stories of trucks of highly toxic chemical waste from industry just going down back roads and letting it trickle out because they have no other way, legal way of getting rid of it. So they just spread it across the countryside. And then you have household chemicals that are embedded in household furnishings like carpeting and curtains and furniture, new furniture. You have the chemicals in your new cars and RVs and camping trailers. All these have a heavy dose of formaldehyde in a lot of them. They all have chemical agents unless you can go out of your way and pay a lot of extra for stable, non-toxic materials. So these are the main common sources of the public poisons laced throughout our living environment. It is crucial that a thorough program of detoxification be engaged periodically using pure water, oxygen, which helps to counter free radicals from all these poisons. Antioxidants, I should say, are particularly important for that. Detoxification agents, dietary improvement, lymph movement, and perspiration to get the poisons out. We have multiple elimination channels, and some of the organs involved with these include the liver, which must be healthy to do a good job of cleaning the blood, the lungs, the kidneys, the colon, and the skin. These are our channels of elimination, the lungs, the kidneys, the colon, and the skin. So the urinary system, the respiratory system, the digestive tract, and the skin all play a big role in helping get these toxins out of our system. And main and most important, the digestive tract, because if it is not functioning well, if it's clogged or accumulated waste is backed up there, then it is contributing to the toxifying problem. Not doing a good enough job at getting the toxins out. So we have all these modalities of the elimination process functioning well. So periodic intentional cleansing of the organs of elimination is essential for good health. This is a very key and principal part of the natural health protocol that we've talked about for over 40 years in our various writings and publications. I say our, that's the royal we. I talk about it. I read once that, I don't know a whole lot about astrology, but I'm a Libra, and I heard that Libras favor thinking in we terms, using the plural like a king or queen would use. You know, they call it the royal we. But so you'll hear me talking a lot about our work and our projects when, you know, it's myself and any friends and associates that might assist me in the process. So I guess that's who I mean by we and our. So we have a real need for intentionally going after detoxification of our important organs of elimination. And a real good adjunct tool for that is a far infrared sauna. We have a very important health tool here that you can utilize routinely in your own home. It's a little tent with a chair that you can sit in, or you can get the lay down version where you lay down on the floor or on a bed or other surface. But The far infrared sun is a safe and beneficial part of the light spectrum, the far infrared ray, FIR, and the lamps in the sauna degenerate warmth, the heat. It's not, it can't burn you really, but it no sunburn or burning of your skin, but it is warming enough to bring out perspiration and help eliminate toxins that way while you're getting the healing benefit of the far infrared ray. So you can read about that on the far infrared sauna page at reallywell.com. We also have a far infrared table lamp. You can put on a table or shelf and sit under it in a chair, and it will work similarly. It won't be quite as warm and, or perspire as much, but you get the far infrared ray and you know, some warming. So we have a very important process to engage in here periodically just to deal with these public poisons. Let's talk a little more about the public poisons, then we'll come back to the detoxification process. The fluoride added to municipal water supplies, the geoengineering aerosols sprayed in the sky, the fluoride that is in dental products, foods, beverages, and medicines. Fluoride in any is not good for your mental and physical health. And I forgot to emphasize that they also add fluoride to these sprays. That's what I'm talking about right here. It is not good for your mental health, your physical health, nor your teeth. It has never been proven to be of any benefit to the teeth. That was a myth that was perpetrated by the industries generating excess fluoride in their production back in the 40s and 50s to get rid of it. Oh, let's sell it to the cities. They can put it in the water and it'll make teeth hard. In fact, fluoride is a deadly poison that lowers intelligence, fosters apathy, makes teeth brittle, reduces fertility, and increases the prospect of cancer. The artificial sweetener aspartame is a neurotoxin that can interfere with good brain function, damage the pancreas and liver, ruin eyesight, and contribute to diabetes and blindness. It turns to methanol, toxic wood alcohol, and highly toxic formaldehyde in the body, aspartame. Why is this toxic poison, aspartame, approved for use in many food products, from baked goods to chewing gum to soda pop to flavored water? So you have fluoride added to all kinds of household products, municipal water supplies, and the air we breathe. And aspartame, a neurotoxin, and by the way, fluoride was initially marketed as rat poison back in the 30s and 40s, and they couldn't get rid of enough of it. It's a byproduct of making phosphate fertilizers and bombs and aluminum. Now, it was accumulating and toxifying the areas around these plants where they were storing it. Groundwater was affecting crops and livestock and local farms. They had to start getting rid of it some way. So they decided, well, let's sell it and make some return on it. So they concocted some strategies for as a constant poison. And why would they do that? Well, we're going to get to that. Here's some other public poisons. Refined sugar. It disturbs blood sugar levels, jangles the nerves, feeds yeast overgrowth in the body. It's usually from genetically modified sources. Most of the sugar beets or high fructose corn syrup are genetically modified. Now, if you can get non-GMO cane sugar, that would actually be a better choice for modest use, especially the whole cane. There's organic whole dehydrated cane juice, that or honey or molasses or agave, which is from a cactus. Those are all better sweeteners. Then you also have stevia, which is a sweet tasting plant that has no carbohydrate at all. So it gives you a sweetness on the tongue without any calories. And that's used in a lot of natural products. It has other benefits as well. So you have some alternatives there, but sugar itself almost always is from, if it doesn't say otherwise, it's probably from high fructose corn syrup or sugar beets, and both of those are usually GMO, genetically modified, which means serious poisoning of your body from your sugar in all the foods. Then you have aluminum, a toxic metal often used in cooking, food service material, and sprayed in the geoengineering sprays. It should not be used routinely, and especially with heated items. You have BPA, BPS, and other estrogen mimicker chemicals permitted to be in many food service plastics. They are not safe. They may cause sexual imbalances and alterations, infertility, and cancers of the breast and sex organs. There's even BPA in the little register receipts and ATM printouts and so on that you collect in your fingers probably multiple times a day. If you go to the ATM or any store that gives you a register receipt, you're constantly touching these things and absorbing some of that BPA, as well as what's in all the plastic bags and plastic containers and plastic bottles. Unless it says BPA-free, I would be suspicious that it has that chemical in the plastic and it leaches out into liquids or foods and so on. Then you have the billion pounds of glyphosate, herbicide, and other toxic chemicals used in agriculture. That will not wash off the food. This poison contributes to the epidemics of infertility, cancer, and diabetes. Yeah, again, we talked about glyphosate, a major carcinogen and slow killer, destroys friendly intestinal bacteria, which is our second brain, and undermines nutritional processes, such as the production of the essential protein tryptophan and brain neurotransmitter serotonin. Almost everyone has an unhealthy level of glyphosate in their system. Other forms of public poisons, vaccinations and flu shots. These do not really protect people from infections, and they are harmful rather than helpful. There's growing realization that vaccinations diminish intelligence, which that's been documented by research at Harvard, that fluoride does this as well, and fluoride is in almost all these immunizations as well. It sets victims up for ongoing health problems and early death. On the other hand, vaccinations are not effective at immunizing. It is amazing how ignorant medical professionals are about this. Most formulations contain mercury and other heavy metals, as well as extraneous harmful germs and viruses. The vast array of virus strains now included in the broad-spectrum vaccinations are overwhelming to the immune system, especially in infants. Vaccination is one of the greatest medical frauds, with most people accepting the myth unsuspectingly. Now, the problem is that the establishment is really behind this whole thing, and just my telling you this, what I've just told you, may become illegal. My freedom of speech to tell you that may be banned before long as fake news or something, you know, not approved by the medical authorities, because, you know, they're part of a tyranny that is in progress to control and manipulate the population, which we're building the case for here. Then you have the amalgam dental fillings that have highly toxic mercury and contribute to many health problems. On the other hand, the chemicals in composite and other artificial dental compounds and structures are also of concern. So whatever you're getting in your dental fillings and crowns and so on, are toxic materials, but you definitely want to avoid the mercury fillings, the silver fillings that are half mercury. Now, there's also mercury in the vaccinations, as we mentioned. So we're getting dosed by mercury in infancy and in the many of the medicines have toxic heavy metals as adjuvants in those medicines. Due to corporate influence, chemicals are used in agriculture, food processing, water treatment, pharmaceutical medicines, and many household products that are highly toxic and severely harmful. Just because pharmaceutical medicines are, quote, approved, unquote, does not mean that they are safe to use. Most of them interfere with the biological system in some way, fostering long-term illness. For example, statins are ruinous of health and unnecessary, yet 25% of the population over 40 is taking them because of the false cholesterol scare that began back in the 1950s. It's still going on. Cholesterol is needed for brain and nerve function. Then you have SRIs, another class of drugs, and other psychotropic drugs that are involved in many of the murders and mass shootings, perhaps in conjunction with psychological manipulation methods, what are called mind control. Again, programs going back to the 40s and 50s involving psychological trauma, mind control. And there are millions of people, including way too many children, taking psychotropic drugs, most unnecessarily. Now, if you're not taking any medication intentionally, what about the drugs being recycled through the public water supplies from the urination of all the drug takers? So a water purifier is an essential home appliance. And please look to waterus.com or waterus.com, one of our websites, for the equipment that will remove those toxins from your water and give you pure, decent water to drink that can be healthy and help you detoxify from these awful poisons. We have various types of the very best water purifying systems, both reverse osmosis and flow through, countertop or under counter, whole house or kitchen, shower and bath filters, travel filters, filters you can take with you where you go, pitcher filters, something at every level of affordability and every level of usefulness to make sure you can purify that water wherever you are. Excuse me. Now, electromagnetic fields from transmission wires, towers, all those towers that have gone up in the last 20 years along the highways, all over town, the cell phone transmission towers. They have satellites, cell phones, computers, televisions, smart meters, all involving electromagnetic fields and frequencies being transmitted all around us everywhere. We're walking around in a sea of electromagnetic frequencies. Many of these are harmful, affecting the brain and contributing to cancers. In particular, you want to avoid sitting near a high-output electromagnetic field without some kind of protection on it, or better, on you. And you can find that at reallywell.com. We have a whole page about devices that you can put on your electromagnetic machines and cell phone and so on to counter the frequency harm that these give off, as well as pendants that you can wear to protect yourself as you walk around this world of these frequencies, full of them. And smart meters. If you have a smart meter on your house, and it's different from the analog meter that has the little disc that goes around, the smart meters are all digital, so you won't see that disc moving. You'll see more of a digital display. And those are a powerful electromagnetic transmitter that sends the signal at distance so they can read your meter and what information it's gathering, which is much more than just your utility usage. If you have smart appliances, then that meter is communicating with the appliances to gather information about your utility use. And so it can feed a breakdown of all the different devices and how much they're using at what times of day and so on, all to the computer, the utility company computer. But those smart, much worse than the information it gathers, is the electromagnetic field of the smart meter and all the smart meters in your neighborhood, if they've done your whole neighborhood, because these are very powerful, more powerful than a wireless cordless telephone, which is bad enough, and far more powerful than a cell phone, which is also bad enough. But between that, the smart meters, the cell phones, the Wi-Fi, and all the other broadcasting, we're just constantly bombarded. So you need to learn more about that. Cell phones and cordless phones, constantly harmful to users. I've written a book on this. It's available at cellphoneharm.org. You can read it, no cost. Several years ago, I think it's about 6 or 8 years old now. But it's still valid, and the frequencies and heat generated by your cell phone, do not hold a cell phone up to your head for more than a few seconds. You have to talk on the phone up to your head. Switch gears every 10 seconds. Only takes a half a second. Just, you know, move it from one hand to the next and move to the other side of the head while you're talking. Better to have it on the speakerphone if you're not in a car. Shouldn't be talking on a cell phone in a car at all, because the car is a little metal cage that holds the frequencies in. And if you are talking on the phone in the car, at least have the window open so those frequencies can get out. You're better to get out of the car to use your cell phone and then get back in and turn it off. Because even having it on in your car is generating a field as it's reaching out to try to draw in the signal from the cell phone tower. So, the energy-saving compact fluorescent light bulbs, those little curly-Q things, introduced to the market to replace incandescent bulbs, well, those contain toxic mercury, and that mercury is more active when the heat the bulb is heated up when it's on. And any fluorescent light, I think, has some of that toxic gas in there. So, the employment of the method of horizontal hydraulic fracturing, we talked about that, to extract natural gas. The bizarre chemical streaks sprayed across the sky by non-transportation aircraft or regular transportation aircraft. I think they're using both now. On planned aerosol spraying routes, these are not normal jet contrails that are coming out of these airplanes. Those occur only in very rare conditions of temperature and moisture, and they do not last for a half an hour. They dissipate in just a few minutes. They are generally only about a mile or so behind the plane, not clear across the sky. So, haze left behind by the atmospheric geoengineering is more than just streaks in the sky and wispy odd clouds. There's a fog of harmful chemicals that fall to the ground, including aluminum and radioactive metals. Beyond breathing these poisons in, they are on us, on our shoes, in and on our crops, including organic foods, and in our water. So it's very crucial, again, to purify your water. Wash your vegetables with purified water before you consume them. And try to get these chemicals off, and do not wear outdoor shoes inside the house. Have a place to take off your footwear at the door and switch to indoor shoes only used for indoors, so you don't track all these particles of highly toxic chemicals and radioactive materials, heavy metals, and so on, all over the floors, the carpets and the floors of your house, and then walk around in your socks or your bare feet and absorb them into your body. So you want to avoid that. So one of the agents in these chemtrails is mycoplasma, a crystalline derivative of the Brucella bacteria that can lay dormant in the blood and then be activated to foster illness, including chronic fatigue, neurological and brain disorders, autism, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease, colitis, diabetes, rheumatism, AIDS, cancer, and more, including, if you're not familiar with it, Morgellons syndrome, which is a little talked about, because not understood by the medical profession, but a very nasty syndrome that specifically develops as the biological and technological agents in the sprays go to work in our body and start building little fibers and possibly having living genetically engineered microbes of some type being activated in our body. And the Morgellons is where people's immune system isn't able to keep it from developing nasty, very painful symptoms. And so a lot of people are suffering from this Morgellons, considered specifically a geoengineering-caused disease. Radiation, again, is being generated from the Fukushima disaster, spreading for years through much of the Pacific Ocean, destroying life, contaminating air, water, and soil in the U.S., especially on the West Coast, and including much of our food supply. And we're being misled still about the level of harm from Fukushima, where it's, you know, just not brought up, and especially the people of Japan, where it's, you know, banned from being brought up very much. Then you have leakage from numerous aging nuclear power plants affecting much of the U.S. population as well. This includes tritium, radioactive hydrogen, it's in our water. Some radioactivity persists for thousands of years, disrupting DNA and causing mutations and illness in many species, including humans. So that is just an overview of public poisons. You can read all about that and find lists of the public poisons, which we'll go over a few of those shortly, at publicpoisons.com, where we, you know, I put this site up just to have a place where you can find out about it. And why are we being massively exposed to this range of serious poisons while being falsely told that these are safe or not harmful or not even told about them, some of them even being claimed to be good for us? Well, we need to raise awareness about all of this enough to get it stopped. So let's just run over some of the public poisons in our foods, for example. And these may not appear on the label, but in most of the food supply, especially if it's not organically grown, any given food product may have one or more of these public poisons. Let's put it like that. Genetically modified organisms, GMO, aspartame, which is, creates formaldehyde in the body, high fructose corn syrup, maltodextrin, sucralose, sugar, sucrose, dextrose, monosodium glutamate, MSG, bovine growth hormone, homogenized milk, just the homogenization is toxifying. You have hydrogenated fats, margarine and so forth, trans fats, chlorine, chloramines, ammonia, fluoride, formaldehyde, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, aluminum, barium, thorium, tritium, other radioactive particles, magnesium oxide, magnesium peroxide, ammonium chloride, choline chloride, calcium chloride, dicalcium phosphate, acetaldehyde and other aldehydes, boric acid, borates, formic acid, hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, and phosphates. Sulfites, sulfates, sulfones, and other sulfur compounds, nitrates and nitrites, dioxane, a solvent, polychlorinated biphenyl, PCB, artificial colors, dyes, artificial flavors, polysorbates, which are emulsifiers, other emulsifiers, trenbolone acetate, a steroid used in cattle. Preservatives such as sodium benzoate, potassium sorbate, calcium propionate, BHA, BHT, parabens, propyl, methyl, ethyl, and butyl, paraben, TBHQ, pesticides and herbicides like atrazine, DDT, dieldrin, eldrin, dioxin, which is also Agent Orange in Vietnam, glyphosate, also known as Roundup, organochlorines, lindane, hexachloro, organophosphates, neonicotinoids, considered by some to be a major player in harming the bees. Also the sulfoxamines and sulfoxaflor harm bees. Sulfuryl fluoride, other pesticides and herbicides. Plastic chemicals, phthalates, bisphenol acetate, BPA. Again, these bisphenols are estrogen mimickers in plastics, currency, can liners, paper, and so on. Others of them include bisphenol sulfone, BPS, BPAP, BPF, BPM, BPP. So some of those other ones may be used in products labeled BPA-free, but are as bad or worse. And then you have other phenols and xenoestrogens. Again, these estrogen mimickers cause hormonal disturbances in the body and glandular insufficiencies and so on. They alter your nature. Very, very, and they do it to other species too. You have frogs and fish and so forth that are bisexual, I mean, both sexes, you know, hermaphroditic. Teflon is in there. Alcohols. You have alcohol, ethanol, methanol, isopropyl alcohol, isopropanol, isoproanol, I guess it says, propylene glycol, ethylene glycol, butanediol, butane, methane, propane, petroleum distillates, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and many other household and industrial chemicals, pharmaceuticals, all are chemical agents almost, bacteria and viruses, fungi, molds, algae, and pollen, parasites, insects, and their eggs, nanofibers, and engineered microscopic biotech devices, also called nanobots. All of those in the food supply from one way or another, if no other way, just in the geoengineering sprays falling on our crops and our livestock. So we have a very similar list for water, which is used in drinking, showering, bathing, cooking, and food products. Yeah, most of the food products use water one way or another in their making. And most of those manufacturers are not purifying that water. So you got just the starting list for the water includes chlorine, trihalomethanes, chloroform, chloramines, ammonia, fluoride, formaldehyde, arsenic, lead, cadmium, mercury, aluminum, barium, thorium, tritium, other radioactive particles, magnesium compounds, ammonium chloride, calcium chloride, dicalcium phosphate, choline chloride, acetaldehyde, and other aldehydes, on and on and on. Again, the list includes many of the ones we mentioned for food. And many of these are also in the air, including some others unique to the air. And also, many of these and other compounds that we don't even know what they are and what their toxicity levels are in household products, household cleaning products, personal care items. The regulations on these do not attend to, in many cases, are they toxic to humans. If they were toxic to consume them, they'll probably say that on the label. That is, if they're, well, not just toxic, but deadly. If you, put a swallow down your gullet and it's going to kill or harm you severely, then that should be on the label, probably, of your bathroom cleaner or whatever it is. But if it isn't going to kill you, from the first little bit, but it might kill you over 30 years of using it. Well, they don't have to put that on the label. Many of even your personal care products for your skin and hair have these toxic, carcinogenic chemical agents in them, like propylene glycol or sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium laureth sulfate. Check your labels. And the lists are at publicpoisons.com. Just keep scrolling down and read all about them. And then you have all the chemicals in medicines. Pharma medicines and vaccines are toxic chemicals, often with toxic preservatives, some containing mercury, and often contaminated with bacteria, viruses, fungi, molds, parasites, animal cells, etc. Amalgam dental fillings are about 50% mercury, causing many problems. So all of that just helps to drive more business to the medical profession. If they toxify you a little bit with this drug and you get a new set of symptoms, well, then you go back to the doc to get something else for that. And pharmaceutical stocks go up. So other chemicals in the environment from industry, mining, hydraulic fracturing, and agriculture add to the mix. And we have to learn how to minimize our exposure to the poisons and detoxify them. So let's talk about that. Well, first of all, avoid vaccinations, flu shots, pharma medicines, raw tap water, and processed foods. Avoid fluoridated water and beverages containing fluoride, and get yourself water purification equipment to learn how to make food choices that are clean, organically grown, minimally chemically contaminated foods. Avoid genetically modified foods. Primarily, basically, eat only organically grown foods. This is a very important watchword there. Consume protective nutrients, especially antioxidants, vitamin E, selenium, progesterone, cream, to counter xenoestrogens, the estrogen mimickers in all those plastics and so on. Avoid junk food. Nearly all seafood, especially from the Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico, where the corrosive and other chemicals used in the Gulf oil spill are still at play. Avoid plastics and polymers in and around your body, food, water, and clothing. Wear an effective respiratory mask on chemtrail days outside when their chemtrails are heavy, and especially if it's starting to precipitate in mist, and you're going to breathe more of that on those days where the chunk has fallen out of the sky because of precipitation. Well, let's say it's snowing or misting. Best to have a mask on. Again, designate footwear for indoor and only and outdoor only use. And then remove the outdoor footwear at the door. Designate outer layer garments for indoor or outdoor wear only. And remove garments exposed to outdoor air at the door. I mean, that's pretty like passing through a detoxification chamber on your way into your living space. If it can be arranged, that would be best, but, you know, everybody has to make their own decisions about how to deal with these things. Avoid cell phone use, especially in the car. Keep it away from your body, especially from your head. And minimize exposure to electromagnetic frequencies, such as television, computer fields, cell phones, cordless phones, smart meters, so on. Protective devices for all those at reallywell.com on the EMF page. Keep volatile household chemicals, cleaners, and paints away from living areas and avoid breathing the fumes. Move away from highly toxic areas such as the Gulf of Mexico or the west coast of North America, where from petroleum, chemical, and nuclear plants and from giant agribusiness farms where they spray a lot of glyphosate and other pesticides. And just keep learning more. Earth's environment is in grave danger from the poisons of stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, chemtrails, And ozone layer depletion is causing the methane release at the North Pole. And the methane release from hydraulic fracturing and other projects, many natural gas wells release it. That methane is the biggest problem, not the carbon dioxide byproduct of our breathing or driving our car or burning fuel to heat our homes. That is not the problem. The problem is the giant amounts of methane being released by these corporate practices and other abuse of the environment. So you have thousands of species going extinct, trees dying in great numbers, people and animals getting ill and dying early. A planned mass extermination is underway. This is the point. We must learn about this depopulation agenda and how to work together to try to get it stopped. But let's talk about detoxification of our system from these public poisons. Just a few more comments about how this all came about. The planners of global systems are intentionally using public poisons to weaken the immune system, electrochemically alter the brain, undermine our health, facilitate mind control, reduce fertility, and drastically reduce the population. This depopulation agenda of gradual extermination feeds the coffers of the medical division of the corporate conglomerate. A high-tech bureaucratic tyranny is being implemented through deception, hypnosis, public poisons, terror, and war events, weather and earth change manipulation, surveillance, sophisticated technology, and depopulation. A multi-level strategy is in progress to reduce our intelligence, distress us with ill health, financial problems, and psychological operations, prevent population growth, and end our lives early. Nutritional deficiency makes us more vulnerable to disease. The lack of real nutrients in today's common foods, consuming highly nutritious protective superfoods, is crucial to good health in today's poison environment. Antioxidants are nutrients that counter harmful free radicals and protect cells and tissues from oxidation damage. So you can read about antioxidants on the antioxidants page of reallywell.com. Green foods and other raw foods provide antioxidants, enzymes, minerals, and pigments lacking in the normal diet. We recommend Delicious Greens 8000, a very reasonably priced superfood mix with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidant protection in every serving. And many of the raw, organic, and wild superfoods of the planet. Flaxseed is one of the most beneficial foods. We have a whole website about that at flaxfood.com. Highest quality organic milled flaxseed from northern Canada, where it's clean of toxic metals, and the flax generates a much higher oil content and a higher quality oil content than other flax. We have also turmeric, edible algae, mushrooms, flower pollen, many herbs. All these are very powerful and helpful at supporting the body's organs and tissues. We also recommend using juicing to concentrate the goodness of fruits and vegetables for easy digestion and use by the body, and dehydrating foods that you can get in season and dehydrate and use them through the winter months. And juicers and dehydrators at juicerama.com. So detoxification involves supporting the organs of detoxification and with helpful agents that can assist in pulling these poisons out of the body. Now, one of those is charcoal. Charcoal is a pure carbon dust. It removes poisons from the body very well by the process of adsorption. We also use charcoal in water purification, various forms of it, and the highest quality. And we have, again, several different types in our water purification equipment doing different tasks. So you can read about those at waterus.com. But at reallywell.com, we have the charcoal that you can use for internal cleansing of the body. The molecules of toxins are drawn to the carbon and stick to it. They can help in detoxifying the colon or countering accidental intake or exposure to a poison. It is the most successful agent at removing radioactive particles from the body. So this pure charcoal can be consumed with water. It comes in capsules, activated charcoal. Avoid ingesting the powder dry, though, as it could be inhaled and cause suffocation. So that's why we have it in the capsule. The charcoal travels then through the digestive tract. Works all its charm, its ability, right along the digestion. It doesn't get absorbed in the blood, but it draws toxins through the intestinal lining to it and helps move them on out the door. And it expands the capacity of the toxic absorption the way that this is processed. It's very effective. Activated charcoal. Now, we also have Aztec Secret Healing Clay. Bentonite clay from Death Valley, California. It is sun-dried for up to 6 months, high temperatures there in the desert. And the bentonite has been used for centuries. It's a green clay, or bentonite, has been well-documented. Over 1,800 years ago, Cleopatra used a clay mask from the Nile River in the Arabian Desert as part of her beauty ritual. Ancient German and Roman spas used clay skin mask packs, drinks, and other treatments. Many of these spas still exist and even use clay today. The use of clay with apple cider vinegar can be dated back as far as the 16th century, when a French priest, Canipe, used this combination with his natural treatments using clay packs and poultices. This clay seems to have, by analysis, almost every mineral found on Earth, and the unique structure of the molecules carry a negative electron charge. This draws the positively charged toxins to it. So this is a volcanic ash, Aztec Secret, a volcanic ash from when the Earth was formed. It's the foam residue left as the planet cooled. A pure clay vein was formed layered between white sand near one of the lowest land spots on planet Earth, the Dead Sea. This clay has a negative charge, draws the positively charged poisons. So this can really help with allergies, other problems, by getting rid of these toxins. So clay and charcoal work together to pull a lot of these poisons right out along the digestive tract. They also, by the way, have kelp, which has algin in it, and that algin draws radioactive materials too, especially strontium-90. So you want to have a good supply of that going through. And the iodine in the kelp is very important to constantly feed your thyroid gland, because most of us have deficiency in iodine, and you don't want it taking on radioactive iodine from the radioactive contaminants of the nuclear testing and these power plant disasters and so on. So we also have detoxifying herbal formulas such as environmental detox, which nutritionally supports the body's five main detoxifying organs and helps cleanse the body. It aids proper digestive function and contains friendly flora. So your repopulation of the colon and the whole process of cleaning the colon, which we'll get to in a second, but that is a very important step. Let's talk about this environmental formula. It has a natural immune system support with echinacea to help send toxins on their way. Cascara sagrada helps the eliminative channel, the intestine, to move along and get rid of these toxins. Fenugreek helps loosen and dissolve intestinal mucus. Marshmallow root helps the body remove this mucus and soothes the linings of the intestines and lungs. those are just a few of the ingredients, roughly, or rapidly, I should say. Burdock root, dandelion root, fenugreek seed, ginger rhizome, pepsin, red clover flowers, yellow dock root, marshmallow root, sarsaparilla root, bacillus coagulans, cascara sagrada bark, echinacea root extract, and whip thistle seed extract. So that's just one detoxifying formula. We have another one called BPX, which is a blood purifier. It has some of the same herbs, but many others. Burdock, podocarpo, red clover, dandelion, sarsaparilla, yellow dock, buckthorn, cascara sagrada, yarrow, Oregon grape, and prickly ash bark. Excuse me. You can find these on the detox page at reallywell.com, all that we just talked about. Let's talk about the colon. If you have any of these problems, bloating, gas, indigestion, constipation, chronic diarrhea, diverticulitis, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, colon cancer, or other digestive or intestinal disorders, a colon cleanse is probably in order. It's a well-known saying in the natural health field that old age and death begin in the colon. Laxatives and fiber products are among the leading selling items in drugstores. That indicates how common colon problems are. As undigested gummy food residues rot inside the body, toxins are formed. And there may also be toxins in the food from chemical agriculture or other sources of environmental contaminants. The colon foulness that develops from these problems is called self-autotoxification, unknowingly making oneself toxic. And this is one of the chief causes of ill health and disease. So basically, we need to read all about that at the colon page of reallywell.com. But basically, we have gumminess of too much waste residues building up. They're worsened because of too little water consumption and reduced colonies of good and friendly bacteria. And people ignoring the signal to go when it comes because they're busy or whatever. All these things contribute to this very common overburdening of the colon with waste and recirculating that waste to our health detriment. So we need a colon cleansing program of fiber, bowel-moving herbs, the clay, the charcoal, getting rid of parasites, plant-source enzymes when we eat to break down our food properly so they don't spoil, form these toxic gummy residues, and probiotics, friendly intestinal bacteria to repopulate in the colon to crowd out the health-destroying microorganisms that take their place if they aren't there in abundance, the good ones, such as candida yeast and many other putrefactive bacteria and fermentive agents. And so we need to detoxify of those, the yeast overgrowth and so on. There's much about that. We'll have a different program about that in particular, but there's a yeast page at reallywell.com to look into that. But probiotics, good ones, and a variety, using the same one all the time, as well as bowel-moving herbs if needed, and the flaxseed for good fiber. On the flaxfood.com. And going after that colon regularly to keep it flowing and get the waste that's built up in there out. We also want to protect our lungs and our kidneys, important detoxification organs. The lungs, we have herbs for that that help clean and support the lung function needed very much with the constant abuse our lungs are getting from the chemical sprays in the air. The formula called ALJ, it's on the lungs page at reallywell.com. We have a kidneys page as well, where we have herbs that can help the urinary system if you have any difficulty there. It helps the body to move the toxins along, and you know, like the blood purifying herbs, will also have herbs in there to support the urinary system, because that's the main way of a lot of the blood impurities being removed and eliminated. So we want to go out of our way to support our organs of elimination And then we also have the skin. So we want to perspire. You can also get a natural fiber skin brush or loofah sponge to scratch on the skin to enhance the circulation there and remove some of the toxins. But showering with the purified water, shower filters at waterus.com. The infrared sauna, on the infrared sauna page at reallywell.com to enhance perspiration, or just getting out and walking, a rebound unit for indoor exercise in the winter, where you get your lymph fluid moving and raise, again, perspiration to sweat out some of the toxins through the skin. So we want to utilize all channels of elimination to help counter the public poisons. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. And here's Now's the Time.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make.